Let's go to the phone lines. Robert is in Fayetteville. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got a couple of things I want to say about Coach Broyles. More to the type of person he was than running the program. I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but back in the day when we had phone books, is anybody there remember the phone book?
Somewhat. Okay. Slightly.
Yes.
Coach Broyles' home phone number was always listed in the phone book. He never had an unlisted number. And you would think that someone of his stature, his public presence would, you know, not want people calling him at home. But he always had a listed phone number, and I thought that kind of spoke to the kind of person that he was. One story I want to tell real quick, and I'll try to make this as short as possible, was, again, this speaks to how he was. So I ran the retail operation for the Razorbacks for many, many years. And Donita, who was the lady who sat out in front of his office manager, so to speak, called me up one day, and she said that she needed a ball taken over to Nolan to get autographed for a dinner or something that Coach was going to. So, or he needed it. She needed it sent to this guy. So I went over there. I got Nolan to sign it. Late in the afternoon, I called back up at the Broyles complex on the main number because that's Donita's. She answered the main number. And I got the ball autographed, so I needed the address to where to send it to. So I called Donita, and the phone rang, and it rang twice. And usually Donita answered it on the second ring. Well, then it rolled over, and I thought, well, I'm going to get her voicemail. Well, when it rolled over, the phone was answered, and it was, "Hi, this is the athletic department. Frank Boyle speaking. How can I help you?" And I was like, "Coach?" He said, "Yeah, Robert, what you need?" And I said, "Oh, I just needed to talk to Donita. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call your number." He goes, "No, you called the right number. I had to send Donita had a doctor's appointment. So I sent her to the doctor's office, and I'm answering the phones right now." And he goes, "Can you hold on just a second?" I said, "Sure, Coach." And I'm thinking, my God, I didn't mean to call Coach. And so I could hear the phone was rustling around, and you could hear wind blowing and whatnot. And he came back on the phone. I heard other people talking in the background. I said, "Coach, where are you?" He said, "Oh, I'm out on the golf course." I said, "You're out on the golf course?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Coach, I'll call you back later." But the point I'm trying to make here is Donita had to go to the doctor, and instead of getting somebody else to come over and answer the phones, or instead of just letting the phones go to voicemail, Coach had Donita forward the phones to his personal cell phone so he can answer the phone for the athletic department. How many ADs would do that? How many people of his stature or his position would have the general phone? If you called the athletic department that afternoon for a question or something, you got Coach Broyles.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Now that's a great story, and appreciate the phone call, Robert. We're up against, I mean, that just shows the type of guy he was. I mean, whatever it took to get it done. He was never above anything.